All right, brethren, we're there in 2 Chronicles 26. That's going to be our passage for tonight. Our subject is Lessons from King Uzziah. Let's begin reading here in verse 1. It says, "All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father, Amaziah. And he built Eloth," that was an important seaport, "and he restored it to Judah. And after that, the king slept with his fathers, after his father was dead. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem." Now watch this. "And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper." There were two periods in Uzziah's life, and these two periods will make up our divisions. There was the first part of Uzziah's life where he sought the Lord and God made him to prosper. And then there was the latter half of his life where Uzziah transgressed against God and his prosperity ended. Our chief lesson in Uzziah is the necessity of preservation, of perseverance in faith in Christ. That is, continuing from the beginning to the end, believing Christ. It's not salvation to make a one-time profession of faith in Christ. That's not salvation. Neither is it salvation to profess to believe Christ and to go for a while and then turn away from Christ, turn away from His gospel. That's not salvation either. When a sinner is truly made a partaker of Christ by the power of God's grace, then that sinner holds fast to Christ. Christ is his confidence, and he believes Christ, and he continues believing Christ until the end of his life. He stays upon Christ beginning to end. Hebrews 3:14 says, "We're made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." The proof that we have been made partakers of Christ is we will hold fast our confidence steadfast unto the end. Hebrews 10:39 says, "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Now, the first half of Uzziah's life, we have an example of a man who believes the Lord. It says here in verse 5, "He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God." When it says he sought God, it means that Uzziah worshiped God in the way that God commanded that God would be approached. He sought God, he worshiped God in the way that God commanded that God would be approached. For example, while he sought God, Uzziah offered incense offerings through the priest to God. Now pay attention to this because in our text we'll see later that later in his life, this is where Uzziah transgressed. This is what he transgressed in. But while he sought God, this is what he did. The incense offering symbolized prayer and worship of God through Christ, through faith in Christ. That's what it pictured. Psalm 141:2 says, "Let my prayer be set forth by thee as before thee as incense." Let my prayer be set before thee as incense. That's what it pictured. And the priest who presented the incense offering to God typified Christ, the intercessor of his people. Now get this picture. You have the temple, and you have the outer court, and you have the middle court, and you have the holiest of holies. Well, the sinner would come to the outer court. He couldn't go into the inner court. He couldn't go into the Holy of Holies. He came to the outer court, and there he worshiped God. There he prayed to God. And as he did, the only way that his prayers went up to God was by a priest who went in with incense in a burner, the special incense that God made, that God gave, that God said was holy. He went in with that incense, the priest did. And it pictured the prayer of the believer going up to God through a mediator. And that incense that that priest burned was typical of the merits and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who makes the worship of the believer and the prayer of the believer and the service of the believer to be acceptable to God. It perfumes Christ's person and His merits, perfume our prayer and our worship and our service to God. And that's how God accepts it. That's why God accepts it. And then the priest returned from coming from God and went back out to the believer that was there praying with a blessing from God for that sinner. Now, the reality of it is we have access, the believer has access to God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Only through faith in Christ. We have to come in Christ. And as we worship God, as we pray to God, as we serve God, whatever it is we're doing toward God in faith, Christ takes our prayer and our worship and our service, and He presents it to God as our intercessor, as our mediator. And just like that incense perfumed it, Christ's person and work perfumes the whole of our service and our offering and our prayer and our worship so that God accepts it. And then God, the Father, sends a blessing through Christ. And Christ comes to us and blesses us in our hearts with the blessing from God. A blessing such as, your sins are forgiven you. Go forth in peace. So that Christ stands before us as the mediator. He's the intercessor between us and holy God. And this is the only way a sinner can come to God. It's the only way. Only through Christ our mediator. Only through Christ as our intercessor will God receive us. That's the only way we can approach. And God only accepts us in the person and work of Christ. Now, for a while, Uzziah sought God this way, at least in the ceremony and the type set forth in the temple. It says here, Uzziah was faithful to seek God, verse 5, in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. This is not the prophet Zechariah. This was a man that God gave an eye to see these shadows and types in the law and the prophets. The margin says, it says he, in the visions of God, it says in the seeing of God. Just like how I'm preaching to you and I tell you, I say, here's types and shadows of Christ, and I show you that in the law and I show you in the prophets. This man was given the ability to see types and pictures in the law and the prophets. And so he was a preacher of sorts. He was a teacher who taught Uzziah these shadows and these types in the law and the prophets. And as long as Uzziah sat under his preaching and his teaching, he sought God as God commanded that he be sought. Now this right here tells us, brethren, the necessity of continually hearing the gospel preached. What we're doing when we come here is we're continually being reminded that the only way to come to God is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're hearing every time we come here. And as long as Uzziah heard that message, Uzziah came to God that way. And you would think, well, do we need to be continually reminded? You know, This thing of me reminding you about upcoming events that we're having, that shows me, brethren, never to be grieved with preaching the same message over and over again to you. And that you should never be grieved with me preaching the same message over and over to you. Paul said in Philippians 3, to repeat the same things unto you is not grievous for me, but indeed it's safe, it's needful for you. Martin Luther said we need to hear the gospel every day because we forget the gospel every day. And I think that's by design. I think God made it that way so that we have to hear the gospel preached. It's how he keeps his people together. And then we're told this in verse 5, and as long as Uzziah sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as Uzziah, the picture here is of a man persevering in faith. As long as Uzziah persevered in faith, worshiping God as he was taught through God's messenger, that is, worshiping God through a mediator, through an intercessor, then God made him to prosper. It was God who made Uzziah to prosper. That's what it says. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Now, King Uzziah prospered in a material way in the earth. God made him to prosper that way. And Christ is certainly able to make his people prosper in a material way in this earth. But the spiritual blessings that Christ gives us, that God gives us through Christ, are much more valuable than any temporal blessing he could possibly give us. So as we look at these temporal blessings that God gave to Uzziah, I want to remind you of some of the spiritual blessings that God has given to us. First of all, God made Uzziah to be a good, benevolent king. That's what God did for him. Now, when he started out, he was 16 years old. And Jerusalem was at one of the lowest states it had ever been in. It had been plundered, it had been conquered by the prior kings, during the reign of the prior kings, and it was in a terrible state. But this man, everything he did prospered that kingdom and grew that kingdom, so that God made it manifest that it was God doing the prospering. Now, brethren, spiritually, God has, Christ Jesus the Lord, by his blood, has made every believer a king unto God. Revelation 1:5 says, Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The glory is his and the dominion is his. The glory is his. The dominion is his. He did the work. He did the work. And then it says here in our text, as long as Uzziah sought God, God gave him victory over his enemies. Verse 6. It says there that he went forth and he warred against the Philistines. And he broke down the walls of these enemy cities. He was victorious. And then it says, and he built cities among the enemies. And then verse 7 says, and God helped him. It's translated from a word that means the word of the Lord helped him. That pre-incarnate word, Christ, he helped him. And it says, helped him against three enemies. Helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians that dwelt in Gabal, and the Mehunims. He helped him. Now listen, these three enemies had previously, under the reign of the former kings, these three enemies are the ones that had broken down the wall in Jerusalem and had come in and had really conquered Jerusalem. You know, in our first representative, there was three enemies that conquered us. Satan conquered us. Ephesians 2 says, we walked according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children to disobedience. Sin conquered us. Romans 6:20 says, you were the servants of sin. And death conquered us. Hebrews 2 says, we through fear of death were all our lifetime subject to bondage. But just like this new king comes in and conquers his enemies, Christ comes in, the last Adam, the word of the Lord, and he helped us. By his obedience, he conquered Satan, sin, and death by fulfilling the law for us, and he did it by one offering on the cross. Look at Romans 5 with me. Romans 5, and look at verse 19. This is the only way that any sinner is going to be accepted of God. Right here. Look at this. Romans 5 and verse 19. As by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Did you know you weren't made a sinner by your disobedience? You're made a sinner by another man's disobedience, by Adam's. As by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. If you're ever made righteous, it's going to be by another. It's not going to be by your obedience. You see, we're represented by Adam, or we're represented by Christ. That second man here is Christ. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. It didn't enter for you to try to come to God by the law. The law entered that you might see your offense. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death. Satan was the cause of that. And he beguiled Eve, and Eve, when Adam saw Eve sinned, he sinned with his eyes wide open, and sin entered in, and sin reigned unto death. There you got Satan, sin, and death. It reigned, brethren. But even so, might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Not your obedience to the law, grace reigns. That takes the place of my obedience to the law. And it's not through righteousness I've done, it's through the righteousness of another, by the obedience of Christ. And it's not unto death, it's unto eternal life. It's all by Jesus Christ our Lord. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And then it says here that while Uzziah sought God, back in 2 Chronicles 26, while Uzziah sought God, God gave him ability to build cities amongst his enemies. Look at verse 6. He built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. Christ uses his faithful servants that he's made faithful to come to God in Christ. God uses his faithful servants through his gospel, and he establishes heavenly cities. He establishes gospel churches throughout the earth, right in the midst of his enemies. That's what God does. Thanks be unto God. This is 2 Corinthians 2:14. Listen to this. Paul said, thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. You mean even amongst those that hate us? We are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. We are a sweet savor unto God in Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death. To the other, the savor of life unto life. Who's sufficient for these things? Not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. You see, this is what faith is. We're wholly depending upon Christ, who is our strength. We're wholly depending upon him to give us the victory over our enemies, to establish his name, his church, his power in the midst of our enemies. We don't have strength. We don't have sufficiency for anything. And then look here. God even uses our enemies to provide gifts for us as he spreads his kingdom in this world and makes his name to go abroad. Look at verse 8. And the Ammonites, these were enemies of Jerusalem. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah. It means they gave tribute. They means they gave taxes to Uzziah. And his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt. For he, the Lord, the Word, strengthened Uzziah exceedingly. You see, this is God conquering our enemies. This is God establishing his church in the midst of our enemies. This is God using our enemies to provide for us, brethren. Now that's spiritually what God does for us in this earth. This is temporally what he did for King Uzziah, but this is spiritually what God does for those that come to God in Christ. And then look, as long as he sought God, God gave Uzziah defenses to protect him. Verse 9, he built towers in Jerusalem. Verse 10 says, and he built towers in the desert. These were, it wasn't that Uzziah was able to do this just on his own. It said God prospered him. God prospered him. God made it so he could build these towers. God made it so he could build these towers in Jerusalem and in the desert. No king had been able to do it before, because any time they tried to do it, here come the enemy and tore everything down. But God made it so the enemy didn't come any further, and he gave Uzziah the wisdom and the ability and the resources to build these towers. God's given us something even better than that, brethren. He's given us Christ himself to be our defense. Christ, look here, the psalmist said, thou hast been a shelter for me. He's our city of refuge. He's our fortified city, Christ is. And a strong tower from the enemy. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord's a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. That's who Christ is. And then he says here, as long as Uzziah saw God, God gave him wells in the desert. Look at verse 10. And he digged many wells. He cut out many cisterns, for he had much cattle. He digged many wells. Well, God has given Christ to be our well of salvation. Whether he gives us some temporal wells and provides for some temporal water for us, that's fine. But he's given us something better, believer. He's given us Christ, who's the well of salvation. Jeremiah 2:13, he said, my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. You ever think about, you see those stories or read those stories about somebody finding a well of life, finding a fountain of youth? Christ is that fountain. He's the fountain of living waters. And he said, that's the first thing my people have done. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. And here's the second thing. They've hewed out cisterns, broken wells that can hold no water. But I read that to you to show you Christ is the fountain of living waters. Remember the woman at the well? He came to that woman at the well and he said, you have anything to drink? Where you can give me something to drink, you know, And he sat there and talked to her a while, and he said, if you knew who it was talking to you, you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. And she looked at him, and she said, you don't have anything to even draw water out of this well with. He said, I'm not talking about this well. He said, the water I give unto you is life. And whoever drinks of this water, he said, he'll never thirst again. But it'll be a well of life springing up within him. That's what he is to his people. When Christ is formed in us, it's like having a new heartbeat in a dead body. It's like having life breathed in to a dead man. Christ is the life, brethren. He's the fountain of living waters. He's the life of the believer. And then it says here, as long as he worshiped God in Christ, Uzziah was given much cattle. Verse 10 says there, he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains. Well, God may give us some livestock. You know, you think today, I don't care about having cattle. Well, you think about having all these temporal things you need to live, though. And that's the same as having cattle in that day. That was like having money to have cattle. That was like having food on your table to have cattle. Well, but this is something God's made his people to know. For every believer that comes to God in Christ, he's made us to know we are God's cattle. We're his cattle. We're the sheep, and Christ is our shepherd. And this is what he says of his sheep. He says this from Psalm 23. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You realize if Christ loses one of us, brethren, he suffers more from the loss than we do. Because he's attached his namesake to our salvation. He's attached his glory to our salvation. And so if he loses one for whom Christ died, his name's at stake. His glory's at stake. That would mean he would lose more than we lost. Brethren, I'm telling you, God won't lose one of his people. We're the sheep of Christ's pasture. He said, no man will pluck them from my hand. They won't pluck them from my hand, Christ said, and they won't pluck them from my Father's hand. And then look at this. As long as Uzziah saw God, God gave Uzziah, it says verse 10, he gave him husbandmen also and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. This was a mark of a wise king. He loved husbandry. He loved agriculture. If everything else failed, this man could put food on your table. This king could make sure you had food on your table. This was wisdom given to him from God. But brethren, God's given us something even better. God has told us God is our husbandman. Christ is our vine. And we're the branches. We're united to him. Look here at John 15. John 15. Verse 1, he says, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. That's the farmer. That's the one who plants everything. It's his farm. He says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. So if we bring forth fruit, where's it coming from? It's coming from God, isn't it? That's what he said. Verse 3, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. Christ said he's the vine, and he said, now you abide in me. You can't bring forth fruit unless you abide in me, no more than a branch can unless it stays in the vine. He says, no more can you except you abide in me. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Now that's the spiritual blessing that every believer has through Christ Jesus, by Christ Jesus, from God. Alright, look here, back in our text, 2 Chronicles 26. And as long as he sought God, Uzziah was blessed of the Lord with a great army. Verse 12, they're called mighty men of valor. And there was 2,600 of them. Those were the commanding officers. And then it says, verse 13, and under their hand was an army 307,500 men. That made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and harbajons, that's a coat of mail, of a steel coat, and bows and slings to cast stones. But you know what we have, believer? We are Christ's army. We've been made Christ's army. Your fellow brethren are his mighty army who make war with mighty power. And the mighty power of this army is Christ our captain. He has a whole army, a whole host of heaven, angels to look over his saints. He has all of providences at his disposal. All the wind and the waves and all of the natural things around us, they're all at God's disposal, at the disposal of Christ our captain. And he protects us. He provides for us. And he's around us continually. And he says to us, he tells me to tell you who believe on him, that the victory of this war, the victory of our redemption, is already accomplished. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Say unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she's received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. And as far as this warfare that we have between the flesh and the spirit, God, just like God provided for King Uzziah so that he could provide all this equipment for his army, his spears and all the shields and all the protection, God's provided all that for us, brethren. Ephesians 6:13 says, take unto you the whole armor of God. That's Christ himself. The whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. He says he's given us the truth to gird about our loins, like that Harbajan was. He's given us the breastplate of righteousness. He's shod our feet with the gospel of peace. He's given us the shield of faith wherewith we can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. He's given us the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And He tells us to pray always with supplication for all saints. He's telling us to be constantly, continually casting all our care upon Christ, because Christ is the one who makes all of these defenses to be effectual. He's the strength of the believer. Brethren, for Christ's sake, for what He's done, God has marvelously blessed us spiritually. He's marvelously, and He's made us strong in Him. Look at verse 15. It says there, Uzziah's name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped until he was strong. We want only Christ's name to spread far and abroad. We don't want our name to go forth. We're not preaching in our name. We're preaching Christ's name. We want His name to go far and wide. And He alone has made us strong. And He alone is our strength. This is our song. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory for Thy mercy and for Thy truth's sake. Now these are the spiritual blessings that Uzziah was given as long as he sought the Lord, or the temporal blessings. But in these we see the spiritual blessings we've been given, us who seek the Lord. But now, proof that we have been made partakers of Christ, truly been united with Christ by the grace of God, is we continue in Christ. We don't look away from Christ. We don't turn away from Christ. We see how we need Christ. Matthew 24:13, he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. He that endures to the end. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Now, we come to the second half of Uzziah's life. Now, here is an example of those who prove that they never were in Christ by grace. They prove it by not persevering in faith in Christ. Verse 16 says, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Now first notice the cause that he turned away from God. What was the cause of it? Verse 16 says, when he was strong. When he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. When he was strong, when God had given him all of these temporal blessings, Uzziah started looking at those temporal blessings. He started looking at them and he forgot God who gave them. They forgot God who gave the blessings. And look into the strength that God had given him. Look into that strength that God had given him. Made him forget God who was his strength. Brethren, whatever temporal thing God gives you in this life, whatever temporal thing God gives you in this life, whatever spiritual blessing God gives us, don't look at the temporal blessing. Don't look at the spiritual blessing. Use those blessings to look away from yourself and out of ourselves and away from this world to God who gave the blessing. Look to Christ in whom the blessings are given. Use every blessing to lead you to Christ and never cease looking to Christ. Temporal blessings and spiritual blessings are good. They're good. But the God who gave them is greater than all. They're given to us to look to Him, not to look to the blessings. Now notice, this was in his heart. We're going to see what his action was. But it started in his heart. That's where this was, in his heart. Out of the heart proceeds every kind of evil. The heart is evil, brethren. It's desperately wicked. No man can know his own heart. These are the things that defile a man. God has to give us a new heart. Here in Uzziah, we got a picture of a man who was not given a new heart. Whether he was literally, I don't know. But right here, we got a picture of a man who was not given a new heart. Now, because of the blessings given him from another, think about that. Because of blessings given him to him from another, He was filled with pride. These things, the Scripture says, these six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto God. God hates these things. They're an abomination to Him. You know what the number one thing is? A proud look. Stand in the mirror. Yeah, this looks pretty good. God said, I hate it. I hate it. It's an abomination to me. Have you ever seen that picture of that woman sitting in front of that vanity? It's aptly named a vanity. She's sitting in front of a vanity mirror, you know, and she's looking at herself, but the whole thing is a skull. The whole thing's a skull. That's what you're looking at in a vanity mirror is death. And God says, to look at that death and wrap your arms around it and say, boy, this looks good. God says, I hate that. It's an abomination to me. King Solomon gave glory to God. Let's look at 1 Chronicles 29. Listen to this. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 12. He says, both riches and honor come of thee. Speaking to God, he's praying to God. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might. And in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee. And we praise thy glorious name. But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Do you think it's any great thing to God that we give anything from ourselves? Every bit of it came from God. Every bit of it. Brethren, what do you and I have to be proud of? Nothing. What Scripture says, for who maketh thee to differ from another? Who maketh thee to differ from another? What do you have that you didn't receive from that who? From God. Wherefore then, if we received everything from Him, why do we act like we didn't receive it from Him? We have nothing. God the Father chose whom He would by grace. By grace Christ came and laid down His life and made His people the righteousness of God in Him. By grace the Holy Spirit came and gave us life and faith and brought us to Christ and cast our care upon Him. It's by grace that God keeps us and preserves us and keeps us trusting Him. And what He shows us here in Uzziah is if He takes His hand off us, we won't persevere in faith. So we need God to preserve us. We need God to hold us. We need God to keep us. So, brethren, if a man wants to glory, let him glory in the Lord. There's only one to glory in. Now, here was Uzziah's transgression. He attempted to worship God without Christ. I don't know if Zechariah died or if Uzziah just got so big for his britches that he decided he didn't need to assemble and hear God's preacher anymore. I don't know what it was. But one way or another, he forgot he was supposed to come to God in a mediator. Look at verse 16. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Now that priest burning incense for the people typified Christ our intercessor presenting the believer to the Father. That's what we saw, what I told you at the beginning. But here's the Uzziah, and he gets to looking at all his strength and what he has, and he thinks, somebody as strong as me, I don't need a priest to represent me to God. I don't need a mediator to represent me to God. But he was wrong. He was wrong. No sinner, it doesn't matter how low he is, it doesn't matter if he's the king of the mightiest nation on the earth, blessed of God immensely in his kingdom, he can't come to God without a mediator. No sinner can. You can't worship God without a mediator. You can't pray. You can't sing. You can't do anything whatsoever. You can't meet God in judgment and be accepted of God unless you come in Christ Jesus the Lord. And notice Uzziah did not cease being religious, though. He came to be religious while he did this. He was being religious while he did this. There's many who have a form of religion, and they have a form of doctrine. but they have not been given a new heart and given faith to come to God in Christ. Many go for a time, and then after a while, they cease gathering together to hear the gospel preached. But they'll be quick to tell you, oh, I know God, and I believe God. And they'll tell you what they believe. And it might have a ring of sound doctrine to it. But I tell you this, they are no longer coming to God in the way God commands. Now they're coming by their wisdom and by their will and by their works. And it is idolatry is what it is. And God won't have a man that comes that way. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And there's no other name given among under heaven whereby we must be saved. The Lord said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Will God accept a sinner that comes outside of Christ? He was a mighty good man. He done a mighty lot of good things for folks. Will God receive anybody that comes outside of Christ? No, he won't. And I'll tell you this, it'll be Christ himself that judges the man and casts him out. Let me show you that. Azariah here, the priest, is a type of Christ. And notice, he's the one that casts him out. Look here, verse 17. And Azariah, the priest, went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. That's the picture of Christ. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. It applies to Christ. It doesn't appertain to you. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Christ himself shall be the judge, and Christ himself the high priest, the priest of God, shall be the one that casts sinners out that try to come to God outside of him. He said that. He said, not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. And the will of God is, of God the Father is, believe on Christ and come to God in Christ. Come to God robed in his righteousness, repenting of your sins, of your self-righteousness, of your vain way and your vain wisdom of trying to come to God. Come to God in Christ only. That's God's will. And he said, but many in that day will say, Lord, didn't we do many wonderful works? Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Lord, didn't we cast out devils in your name? And he said, and then I will say unto them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. That's what we see here with Azariah. He's the one that cast out Uzziah. Why did he cast him out? Verse 18 says, because it appertains not unto you. It pertains to Christ the mediator. He's the only one that can present you to God. But I'm sincere. So was Uzziah. But look at what it says in verse 18. Thou hast trespassed. That was his sincerity. That's what it was. All so-called worship outside of Christ is sin. It's idolatry. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. That means neither is it worship. He's saying this won't be from honor from God. It's going to be your disgrace and your destruction. That's what he told him. Well, that makes me angry, a man will say. It made Uzziah mad too. Look at verse 19. Then Uzziah was wroth. And he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. He went from going to worship God with that incense burner to where he was fixing to slay the priest with it. That's what he's fixing to do. Look here. And while he was wroth with the priest, that priest represents God. That priest represents Christ. Your anger, whoever's angry, your anger is against God. That's what we have pictured here. And look, and the leprosy, while he was dead, leprosy, picturing sin, rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. You know what anger is? Anger is sin rising up in your forehead. Why is it rising up in your forehead? Because God counts your very best wisdom to be nothing but sin. And that angers a man. That fills a man with indignation against God. Look here, and every sinner who attempts to come to God right now without Christ or in the day of judgment, this will be the word of Christ the judge himself to you. Verse 18 says, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. And in that day, you'll agree with God. You might not agree with him right now. You think it's just me talking to you. But in that day, you'll agree with God. and you will go out, because it'll be God that smote you. Look at verse 20. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. He agreed with God, and he left. So every sinner, this is no, every sinner who comes to God outside of Christ shall be cut off from the presence of God. Look at verse 21. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and he dwelt in a several house, being a leper. That means a separate free house. That means a part cut off from everybody. Look at verse the next thing. For he was cut off from the house of the Lord. That's what it means. Verse 23. So Uzziah slept with his fathers. He died, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial, which belonged to the kings. This field belonged to the kings, but it was not the field in which the kings were buried in. It was a field where they buried lepers. That's where he was buried. For they said, he is a leper. And Jotham his son reigned in his stead. Now I want you to go home thinking on this. I want you to go home thinking on this great contrast between all the blessings that Uzziah was given by God when he came to God through a mediator. And think on the contrast between those great blessings that the believer has, spiritual blessings, eternal, everlasting, unchangeable, never-ending blessings we have in Christ Jesus. Contrast those with how Uzziah was cut off and cast out and died in his sin, died in leprosy, a picture of dying in sin. Can you say this? Listen. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. That's faith, believer. If you can say that, and you believe God, this is what Paul said to Timothy, then hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Listen to this. Colossians 1, 22 and 23 says this. Christ shall present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Here's the point of my message. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. That means be strong like men. And be strong. How am I going to do that, preacher? Cast everything you have, all you are, and all your being, and all your hope, and all you hope to be, into the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, and leave it there. Don't ever leave his feet. Believe him. Persevere in faith. You can't come to God without him. You can't come to God without him. Some of you sitting here and you think, I don't buy it. You're going to. One of these days you're going to. You're going to get it. But then it's going to be too late. Because then you're going to be bowing down before Christ and confessing it so. And then Christ is going to cast you out. He sent the gospel to you now. Believe him. Believe him. I pray he'll make you. I pray he'll make you, force you to willingly bow down and say, Lord, I believe. I believe. Amen. Brethren, we...